ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ श्रीमद्भागवतम् सिक्स्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 10 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड बैटल बिटवीन द डेमिगॉड्स एंड वृत्रासुर। टेक्स्ट नंबर 10। अहो दैन्यमहो कष्टम् पारके क्षणभंगुरै यन्नोपकुर्याद् अस्वार्थैर् मर्त्यस्वजन्ति विग्रहै। अहो दैन्यमहो वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। अहो ट्रांसलेशन इन पर्पट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। Translation: This body, which is eatable by jackals and dogs after death, does not actually do any good for me, the spirit soul. It is usable only for a short time and may perish at any moment. The body and its possessions, its riches and relatives must all be engaged for the benefit of others, or else they will be sources of tribulation and misery. Purport: Similar advice is also given in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.22.35. Etavaj janma saphalyam देहिनम इह देहिषु प्राणैर अर्थैर दिहा वाचा श्रेय आचरणम सदा। इट इज द ड्यूटी ऑफ एवरी लिविंग एंटिटी एफ एवरी लिविंग बीइंग टू परफॉर्म वेलफेयर एक्टिविटीज फॉर द बेनिफिट ऑफ अदर्स विथ हिज लाइफ वेल्थ इंटेलिजेंस एंड वर्ड्स। दिस इज द मिशन ऑफ लाइफ। One's own body and the bodies of his friends and relatives, as well as one's own riches and everything else one has, should be engaged for the benefit of others. This is the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as stated in Chaitanya Charitamrit, Adi 9.41. Bharat Bhumile Hoila Manushya Janmanyar जन्म सार्थक करी कर पर उपकार। वन हु हैज टेकन बर्थ एज अ ह्यूमन बीइंग इन द लैंड ऑफ इंडिया भारतवर्ष शुड मेक हिज लाइफ सक्सेसफुल एंड वर्क फॉर द बेनिफिट ऑफ ऑल अदर पीपल। द वर्ड उपकुरियात मीन्स पर उपकार, हेल्पिंग अदर्स। ऑफकोर्स इन ह्यूमन सोसाइटी there are many institutions to help others, but because philanthropists do not know how to help others, their propensity for philanthropy is ineffectual. They do not know the ultimate goal of life, shreya acharanam, which is to please the Supreme Lord. If all philanthropic and humanitarian activities were directed towards achieving the ultimate goal of life, to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they would all be perfect. Humanitarian work without Krishna is nothing. Krishna must be brought to the center of all our activities, otherwise no activity will have value. Srila Prabhupada speaks about how one should engage one's everything in service of God. And then he goes on to speak about the philanthropist different types of activities they are doing for welfare work. Right, so here, translation, I'll read. This body which is eatable by jackals and dogs after death does not actually do any good for me, the spirit soul. It is usable only for a short time and may perish at any moment. The body and its possessions, its riches and relatives must all be engaged for the benefits of others, or else they will be sources of tribulation and misery. When in our college days, when I look back, my friends and others, we all had a strong desire to do some social work. We'd go for a picnic at National Park, you'd see the green grass, beautiful environment, and you'd think, oh, so nice. We should do something for the preservation of plants. Let us start an organization. In college, we plan. A lot of planning can be done that time. We have a lot of free time. And you would see the pollution, you think we should do something for pollution. So there is a inbuilt desire. When we see something wrong in society, we want to do something good for the welfare. But the only problem is that every individual has his own idea of what is welfare. Just like one devotee was mentioning, one lady was discussing, you know, they have the radio channels where one can talk. And she was fighting for protection of dogs. She was fighting. Dogs should be protected. Why are they being harassed and killed? There should be special rights for the dogs. And so the discussion went on. And at the end of the discussion, the orator on the other side said, thank you, madam, for contributing. And we bid you farewell. By the way, what are you going to have for today dinner? And she said, I'm going to have a hamburger. And he immediately caught her. He said, by the way, you were just speaking about protection of dogs and you are going to eat a ham. You're going to eat a cow. So what type of protection is this? So every individual has his own idea of what should be real welfare work. So who can actually do real welfare? That is to be understood. What is real welfare? And who is the right person to do that? Srila Prabhupada says that only a person who is a bona fide representative of Srila Vyasadeva, he can do some welfare to people. He will do some good. What is real good? We give this example. So many things, you know. Giving food. Many times people complain to ISKCON. ISKCON is when they walk out from the temple on the street, they make remarks. This temple is only meant for rich people. We should not go inside. Some of them will say, now you have so much when you go for book distribution. You will find, isn't it? All book distributors will agree. They will say, you know, if you have so much money, then why don't you do some welfare work? One man caught one of the devotees on the platform and he said, ISKCON has so much of wealth, then why don't you distribute these books free? And in front of everyone, he, you know, almost like chastised this devotee who was distributing books, and everyone was looking at him. Why don't you give it free? So he had many books in his hand. And this man was already holding one book and he was asking him, you know, you should give this free. And he was challenging like this. So this devotee had earlier inquired a senior book distributor, what if someone asked me, what should I tell him? So he had given him all the trade secrets, what should be spoken. And this boy immediately spoke. He said, I would love to give it free. As a matter of fact, I was just looking out for sponsors like you. Kindly sponsor, and right now on this station I will give everyone free. Immediately the man turned and started walking away with the book. Then he called him, please give the book and now you can go. So people may say, what you are doing for society? But the fact remains, what are they doing for the society? They themselves are not doing anything, but free advice is always available. So who's the bona fide representative of Vyasadeva? We see all these sages, they gathered thousands of years back in the forest of Naimisharanya. And over there, they gathered for a sacrifice, 1,000-year sacrifice. Naimishe Nimishe Kshetre Rishaya Saunakadiya, with the leader as Shaunaka Rishi, and Satram Swargaya Lokaya Sahasra Samam Asata. For Sahasra, for 1,000 years, they decided to have a sacrifice. For what? Did they have a lot of free time? No. All these people are bona fide representatives of Vyasadeva. And because they are sages, highly purified men, they can think of what is real welfare for mankind. And so they are sitting together. Swarga Lokaya, this word is used whenever there is havoc in the heavenly planets. All of the people, they run towards taking shelter of Lord Vishnu. And similarly, all these people decided, let us come together and understand about the Supreme Lord. He is the supreme shelter, and how we can bring that shelter to all the living entities. And we'll gradually see what is the qualification of such a person. The society in this world, Srila Prabhupada compares the whole society, human society, today's society, to be like a branch. And Lord Vishnu is compared to a tree. And watering the root of the tree, naturally, the branches, the leaves, the fruits, everything will be nourished. This is a very simple analogy which Srila Prabhupada also uses so many times. There is a tree, and even a child, when he goes in the garden, the parents tell him, you know, water this plant on the root, and very soon he sees that plant is growing, giving wonderful fruits, sometimes roses, some other flowers, and very happy to see this plant flourishing. But he's putting the water on the root, and he wonders, how is the whole plant flourishing? Maybe I should polish each leaf. So the leaders of the society are like these foolish children who are trying to individually take care of one particular branch or a particular leaf or a fruit. What happens when one does that and forgets to put water on the root? What happens when one forgets to keep Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna as the center of the society? What happens is what we are seeing right now in today's time. The varieties of problems. Just some months back, there was bomb blast. And I can speak with realization because I was in the same train where the bomb blast took place. You know, just in the next compartment, this whole compartment blew off. Boom. And woke up and saw that people shouting, howling, and everyone jumping on the tracks, running outside on the platform. We were also running along with one colleague. And this blast took place in the first class compartment. So there were high class people over there. Some of them were very hurt very badly, and they came out and they were giving abuses in the sky because they didn't know who did this. So giving abuses to the society or whoever, the leaders. So all this type of havoc is taking place because God is not the center of the society. And the leaders, unfortunately, they do not understand this. Srila Prabhupada says that this tree of Lord Vishnu and the society as a branch, as soon as the branch breaks off from the tree, we see any tree, you see a branch which is fallen down on the ground. What happens to such a branch? It gradually dries up. But even if you keep putting water on that fallen branch, will the branch revive? No. It cannot revive. It has to become, be connected to the tree. Only then it can keep growing. One devotee told us in long time back that, you know, just he gave the example of mango. And generally people ask, what will happen? How will I make advancement in Krishna consciousness? This is quite similar to this analogy of a branch being connected to the tree. So the devotee said, don't worry, all devotees are like mangoes. Yeah. So right now you have come new to Krishna consciousness. So you are like kairi, unripe mango. So you keep hanging. And with time, he said in Hindi, if you remain in ISKCON on the tree, tum pak jaoge. So everyone was happy and confused. He said, what does it mean? He said, no, not that pak jaoge. It means you will not get fried out. You'll become ripe in Krishna consciousness. You'll progress. So all you have to do is keep hanging. Be attached to the tree of ISKCON. The tree of ISKCON is the society of Vishnu. The tree of Vishnu, if the society is connected, then they will make advancement. Right? Srila Prabhupada also was very dynamic and trying to preach Krishna consciousness. In this purport, he writes that how the leaders, so many times Prabhupada spoke this, and he said, they should all become devotees of Krishna. Chanting of the holy name should be priority, and only then the society will progress. As a matter of fact, Srila Prabhupada also encouraged one of the devotees by the name Sabhapati Das. He stood in for elections, and he stood for elections, and Prabhupada said, good. And then Prabhupada's, he didn't win the election. Prabhupada's, how many votes did he get? And they told him, so many number of votes. Prabhupada said, see, even though he has lost, so many number of people, they want him to rule the society. So there are people in society who want good things to happen. But unfortunately, there are no proper leaders. And as a matter of fact, it was very rare that this devotee Sabhapati Das got so many votes, because when his interview was taken, he was with Tilak and he was very heavy, you know, just like devotees speak, you know, he's speaking very heavy. What will you do when you come in power? He said, first thing I will do is I will destroy the liquor bar which is there in the assembly, because people said, why? He said, because after drinking, how can you take decisions for the whole country? Under the, you know, what to do? You cannot take right decision. So he said, so even after speaking like this, that too in the West, people wanted, oh, this person is right. We want him to rule so that he will do some welfare work. So like that, first qualifications, the society should be connected and the leaders should be such that they remind people of Lord Vishnu. This is from the first canto where Srila Prabhupada is mentioning about how, who is the right representative. The right representative also has a qualification that he can exactly present the viewpoint of Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva is the literary incarnation of Lord Krishna, and he is perfect. So whatever knowledge he is giving is perfect. And so the representative should simply present the exact viewpoint of Vyasadeva, because then he is presenting perfect knowledge. Generally, students argue, you know, the whole atmosphere is filled with yato mat tato pat. You know, whatever I like, that is the right thing. Yeah. Why do I believe? Why should I believe in all your Gita and Bhagavat and all these things? So we ask them, what do you believe in? I believe in what I do. You know, I am the most intelligent. But time tells, you know, what happens in life when they become frustrated. Then there is no place to go. So yato mat tato pat will not do. You have to, one, he should be qualified to present exactly the viewpoint of Vyasadeva. Secondly, such representatives always stick to the path made by previous acharyas. They do not deviate. Srila Prabhupada went to the West and he spoke exactly what his Guru Maharaj has taught him. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschyata Desha Tarine. And when devotees asked him, Srila Prabhupada, you are telling, you are speaking about no meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex. This will not work in America. Srila Prabhupada said that, I have not come here to please Americans. I have come here to present the exact viewpoint of Vyasadeva. Whether it pleases them or not, that is not my business. And he just presented as it is. And see the power of presenting Srila Vyasadeva's viewpoint. Prabhupada did not change. So many people were chastising, this man, when will he change? But people changed. And we encourage young students similarly, or even devotees in general. We go out, we are shy, we are afraid, what will people say? You know, we are practicing Krishna consciousness, we don't want to chant, we don't want to put tilak, and behave in differently in people outside and differently when we come to temple, you know, dual life. Why? Initially, people will criticize. And then, after a lot of criticism, harassment, they will question how you are doing, why you are doing. And the third step is they will become followers. That is how it works. So, if one, Srila Prabhupada, showed this in his life, that he stuck to the path of the previous acharyas. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that when a person is the proper representative of Vyasadeva, even he inquires, Prabhupada said, how one should inquire? Questions should be asked. Why? To elicit clear meaning and not done in a challenging spirit. Whenever some devotees mention according to scriptures, rules and regulations, it is very much against to the nature of our being here in this material world. So we immediately question, why should I do like this? Why not like that? Question should be asked in a way which is submissive. And the subject matter then can be understood. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninan tatvadarthina. With submission. Srila Prabhupada, many times he faced people who were challenging all the time. He was challenged every time and again, by reporters, by so many people. And with different people, Prabhupada gave different answers. When he saw, you know, in one conversation I was hearing during dressing, Srila Prabhupada speaking to one young boy and he's asking so many questions. And Srila Prabhupada, very humbly, very kindly, answering all of them. And it was quite surprising because that is not what generally Prabhupada does. You know? One point to be noted was this boy who was asking questions was presenting all his questions in a very humble and submissive manner. Genuine inquiry. And other times, reporters came, and other times, Prabhupada giving a lecture, people asked immediately from the crowd, you know, why do you put a mud mark on your forehead? Srila Prabhupada will understand, this is not submissive inquiry. And Prabhupada, this man who was asking, Prabhupada immediately asked him, why do you put a tie? What is the meaning of your tie? You are asking me, what is the meaning of my mark on my forehead? What is the meaning of your tie? So he started wondering, what is the meaning of my tie? I never thought about this. And he was forced to think, and he was just wondering what to say. And Prabhupada said, just sit down. When you meet a holy man, these are not nonsense questions, should not be asked. You ask what is required. So like that, this is another qualification which is mentioned. Next verse, Srila Prabhupada says, Tvaya khalau puranani se itihasani chanaga akhyatyani api adhitani. These two things are important. A representative of Vyasdev, Tvaya khalau puranani se itihasani cha anaga. Anaga means he is free from all vices, all bad qualities. And Prabhupada says, like in programs many times we mention, one should follow four regulative principles: no meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. So while I was speaking this in a program yesterday, one man was saying, oh my God, he was waving his hand like this. So, and after the class he said, you know, what you have told, this is in India, in a very pious family, you know, where a Bhagavad Saptah was going on, and one lecture was told that, you know, you come and give one lecture. We want ISKCON people to come and give one day of the Bhagavad Saptah. So, we are trained to speak four regulative principles, no meat eating, human life, dog life. So that is what he spoke. And over there, the people, one man was saying like this. So after the class, he said, these two, the four things you said is very difficult. So surprised. So when such pious people, they are also addicted to all these four things. And what to speak of the leaders over here. So the leader should be free from all vices, anagha. And he must be a good disciple himself. He must be a good student himself, who has learned from a qualified teacher. What is the qualification of a good student? A good student is one who is willing to hear. Akhyatyani api adhitani. He can help others, he can explain about spiritual life to others only when akhyatani, he has actually, you know, heard. If he has not heard, then he cannot explain. So Srila Prabhupada gives emphasis on hearing in this particular shloka, and he says that since one can assimilate the knowledge of the revealed scriptures only by hearing and explaining. Scriptural knowledge is so vast, but if one hears submissively and assimilates it properly, just like some devotee asked in our Brahmachari Yatra to Jananivas Prabhu, and how you were able to give such amazing understanding of the Vedic scriptures where you have not studied all of them yourself, you've been so busy. He said, you know, I never missed, since the time I came to Krishna consciousness, I didn't miss any Bhagavatam class. So I made it a point to sit and listen regularly. So I'm simply explaining what I have heard from since last 30 years. 30 years, every year, 365 days, and, you know, so many classes that I've heard, and I'm just explaining all of them. So, akhyatani api adhitani. धर्मशास्त्रानी यान उता, एंड देन ही कैन एक्सप्लेन दिस नॉलेज वेरी वंडरफुली. इन मायापुर डिवोटीज वर हैड गॉन रिसेंटली एंड दे केम बैक एंड दे वर स्पीकिंग अबाउट वन क्लास गिवन बाय हृदयानंद स्वामी गोस्वामी महाराज एंड सेड दैट 40 minutes, the first 40 minutes of the class was explanation of the word-to-word meaning of the shloka. You know, every word, what it means in Latin, what it means in Greek, what is the other meaning in Sanskrit, what is the other meaning in English. Like that, there was just so scholarly. Vidyanand Swami Maharaj, amazing scholarship. And I recalled when I was just going through this, I recalled that his first class which he gave, he was supposed to give a class and then he didn't know how to present, he didn't know how to speak. So what he did, he took a chadar and he put around him and he put earphones and put Prabhupada cassette. And then closing his eyes, he spoke. Put it, play, I heard Srila Prabhupada, stop, and then he spoke the first line. So we have to do this. And then again stop and then again play. And devotees were thinking, he's giving a very thoughtful class. Actually, he simply repeated Srila Prabhupada. Akhyatani api aditani. And now we see, because of, you know, this type of hearing, submissive hearing, he's able to explain the Vedic scriptures so wonderfully. So, this is another qualification of a representative of Srila Vyasadeva. And even here at Radha Gopinath Mandir, the emphasis has always been on hearing and chanting, which is very important, which is the basis of spiritual life. Yani Veda Vidam Shrestho Bhagavan Bhadarayana Anyecha Muneya Suta Paravara Vido Vidu. This was, says that how the other qualification of Vyasadeva, Yani Veda Vidam Shrestho Bhagavan Bhadarayana, is Vyasadeva's representative. He is very qualified, is expert in understanding all the six systems of philosophy given by all the different sages. Very difficult, but how? Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that Vyasadeva wrote the Brahma Sutra. And Srimad Bhagavatam is the direct commentary on the Brahma Sutra. That means Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of all the scriptures. So even if one actually penetrates, analyzes and understands what Srila Prabhupada has given in the Srimad Bhagavatam, then he'll become qualified to become a proper representative of Vyasadeva. And further ahead, the next shloka says, which is very important, these some qualifications which are given, it is very, very important. Vetaham saumaya tattvam tattvatas tad anugrahad bruyu snigdhasya shishyasya gurur goyam apiyutaha. These are some of the qualifications of proper representative, of a proper leader who can guide the society properly. What are they? Vetaham somaya tat sarvam tatvatas tat anugrahat. This person who is submissive, the first qualification. Here the rishis, they are glorifying Suta Goswami. Among all of us, we have chosen you as our leader to tell us what is best for human society in Kali Yuga. Why? Because you are special. And how you are special? You have been blessed by your spiritual master. Not only your spiritual master. Prabhupada writes in the purport, small s, by your self-realized spiritual masters. A little confusing. You have one spiritual master, Vyasadeva. What is spiritual masters? So that point is that Suta Goswami, one needs to please not only one's guru, but all the other senior devotees. And only by their blessings, what happens? One is able to contain spiritual knowledge. And that way, one can help himself and then help others. But for getting that, one has to be Somaya Tatsarvam Tatra Tatat Anugrahat. Bruyu Snigdhasya. You have been very submissive, humble, and obedient, respectful to your seniors. And because of that type of nature, you have pleased them. And it is very natural. Even if someone is does not have any relation with the person, but if he comes and offers a humble, submissive obeisances to him, naturally the heart melts. You know? And one is, one feels very free to give one's. And what happens? Secrets, all secrets are revealed to you. So the teachers have revealed all the secrets to you. Just like in the Kurukshetra war, Arjun was not directly the son of Dronacharya. Ashwatthama was. Ashwatthama was still reluctant to give all knowledge to Dronacharya was still reluctant to give all knowledge to Ashwatthama. Although he was his son, still reluctant. But Arjun, he gave everything. He blessed him that you will win, you already be the winner, you will be the best archer, everything. Why? This was the qualification of Arjuna. Tatva tatras anugrahat. Bruyu snigdhasya shishyasya. So this is also, and Srila Prabhupada said, secret of success in spiritual life is in satisfying the spiritual master and thereby getting his sincere blessing. One can please the spiritual master and get his sincere blessing. Sometimes spiritual master may give some smile, you know, sideways. It need not necessarily be that he is very happy with you. He may be very angry sometime. And he has given you a lot of service. And you may be doing a lot of service. But from heart, sincerely, he is very happy with those services and may bless you. So that is more important. Right? So, Srila Prabhupada goes on to mention that how the society is in so much of havoc. But the best thing to do is become a proper representative of Vyasa. And only such persons can do something for the society. And what do these people do? They understand the essence of the scriptures. And whenever we give this essence to people, they initially do not understand the importance of this essence. What is the essence? The essence of the scriptures is the offenseless chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Offenseless chanting. And one of the greatest impediments, I'll end my talk in a minute by just mentioning a little bit about chanting. One of the greatest impediments in chanting of this holy name is the uncontrolled mind. Yeah. It is so troublesome. This mind is always creating problem. Because as Jananivas Prabhu said, when you are chanting, the mind is in the holy name and the holy name is in the mind. That is the absorption. And as His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj mentioned in giving the answer for chanting of the Gayatri Mantra, even if you don't understand the mantra, but if you are absorbed in chanting that mantra, then automatically it will raise from within the heart pure love of God. But the mind, its nature is so amazing, it's always in dualities. And it fools us. Two things. You know. This is good and this is bad. Why this person is bad with me? Why his behavior is so bad? And why I like this, I don't like that. And especially when we sit for chanting, these things will come. It'll bring out ideas of, this thing is the most important thing right now for me to do. And we start planning. Okay, I have to do this, I have to do that. I have to do these things to be successful in life. Burijan Prabhu says, success in this material world, is it possible? Brahma's lifespan also, if we get, is not possible. So why does the mind start planning of success and failure in this, and especially at the time of chanting? So the mind needs to be controlled, and there are so many wonderful things if you hear from senior devotees, they will mention. I cannot speak much. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavat Puran ki. Any questions? Or we can pack up? Hare Krishna.